Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You know, Clemson, they get on the buses and like the locker room is on like the opposite side of where they actually run down onto the field for pregame introductions. I saw a video that Clemson's video board caught on fire during the team's entrance. They were shooting off fireworks, welcoming in the Clemson Tigers to the field before they ultimately lost to LSU. LSU's Death Valley had the best of Clemson's Death Valley. Do you know there's a Death Valley in California that's actually hotter than both of those places?
I think that's where the Undertaker was built as being from.
Yeah. They put the graphic up there during the game. And I thought it was pretty fascinating. And ESPN made a big deal out of basically saying, hey, look at this. They're saying, Clemson welcomes you to Death Valley. Is it good to take over their Death Valley? And it seemed like an awkward answer from LSU, but that's nonetheless. The biggest story in college football, and we'll get back to Pitt, we'll get back to Penn State, we'll touch on a little bit of West Virginia. But the biggest story in college football in the entire FBS is Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick will make his coaching debut for North Carolina tonight, where tickets are so hard to get, people are basically standing outside the stadium just for fun, just to experience the atmosphere. Wes Durham from the ACC Network joined us. He said that this is the most excited it's been for Carolina football since somebody named Choo Choo, since a train was going by, somebody whose nickname was a train. When's the last time the trains have been used as a main form of transportation? We're talking about a long time ago. And it's fascinating because who would have possibly thought that Belichick would go from the NFL to college football, which, yes, is becoming more and more like the NFL with contracts for players. Universities are now paying players. Transfer portal is free agency. Bill Belichick can navigate that. But Wes Durham of the ACC Network discussed with us last month the excitement over Carolina football and what this could ultimately become.
I think it's going to be fascinating. And I will tell you this, having kind of grown up around that program with my dad doing the games, Joe.
Yeah.
I was there a week or change ago for the road show we did for ACC Network. And Carolina football has never been discussed more in a 6 or 7 month period than it has since Ben Belichick's been hired, since Belichick was brought on. I mean, it's just not even possible. And it's been since post-World War II when they had Charlie Choo Choo Justice as a running back, and he was back-to-back, spent consecutive years as a runner-up to the Heisman Trophy. Mm. And I'll say this, that was my dad's childhood hero growing up.
Wow.
And Choo Choo Justice never had this. I mean, now the way we do all this, it's over the top. There are people going to go to Chapel Hill for Monday night, Bob, and they're going just because they want to be a part of it. they're not even got tickets to the game. They don't know how the hell they're going to get in if they even wanted to try. But they want to go tailgate. They want to be in campus. They want to see what the frenzy is about. And look, it's a singular moment in Carolina football. Now, here's the kicker, though, Joe. They may not win the damn game.
Right.
I mean, Josh Hoover is a really good quarterback. But the two things I gleaned from watching them practice, number one, it is a different practice because he's involved. I mean, he's literally involved in drills, which you don't see. You and I have been to enough practices. You don't see the head coach involved in drills a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's involved. Now, he's a 70-odd-year-old guy coaching college football for the first time since he had a GA job for Lou Holtz for 3 weeks in the mid-70s at NC State. That's the only other time in his career he's ever been affiliated with college football. And I think that they are going to be prepared. I expect them to execute. I think they'll be fundamentally sound, and they're going to be good on defense because Bill Belichick's teams, even in Cleveland, didn't suck on defense, right?
Those
were bad teams, they didn't stink. And for me, I am really, really curious to see what Freddie Kitchens and Bill Belichick and some of that staff put together on offense.
Freddie Kitchens, welcome back to coaching. You're working with Bill Belichick. By the way, Choo Choo Justice that he was discussing, yeah, he played at North Carolina in the 40s. The 1940s. We're talking about 80 years ago now. ESPN put out a story. A look inside Bill Belichick's first 9 months in North Carolina. If you think it's fascinating with the greatest NFL coach of all time going to college, his 24-year-old girlfriend basically being his personal assistant and chiming in on interviews and basically saying he's not going to answer certain questions and he's let into the facility and is on the staff but not on the staff. It's kind of weird.
We had quite a debate about her, by the way.
Yeah.
About trying to figure out how to pronounce her name. I think it's Jordan.
I think it's Jordan Hudson.
I think
Why would it be Jordan?
Because it's very fancy.
Because you think she's a fancy person?
A little bit, yeah.
She is. I feel like if Jordan or Jordan Hudson wanted us to know what her name was, considering she clearly loves the spotlight, she would have let us know by now. It's kind of the way that I'm looking at it. From ESPN, a source in their really good story here about Bill Belichick and his recruiting process. It was very stressful. Everyone was running around like chickens with their head cut off. Oh, that's nice. Here's another source to ESPN on recruiting. A couple of times they brought in good players and ignored them on their visit. There were times that the kids would be waiting 30 to 45 minutes or an hour, and then all of a sudden you're not meeting with Coach Belichick anymore and we'll go back to the airport. What a great recruiting pitch. So you're not passing out cookies. You're not passing out merchandise. Put them up in a nice five-star hotel. We want you here. Nice media shoot. We'll give you a jersey. We'll give you some things to post on your Instagram. Yeah, no, welcome. Welcome to Chapel Hill. I hope you like the facility. Bill Belichick doesn't have time for you now. Leave a message at the beep. And then you just send them on their way as if nothing happened.
Better than Brian Kelly dancing for TikTok videos.
I don't think so. No, if you're not even
that?
If you're not even meeting with the recruit, you're flying him in, not even meeting with them, you waste 45 minutes of their time. This is worse than Aaron Rodgers having 20 minutes of his time wasted by the Jets. It could have been a phone call. This is like how long it took me to get into the stadium on Saturday because the stadium employees had so many awful trouble, so much awful trouble scanning tickets. That's a story that's neither here nor there that I can go into a huge rant on. A UNC football recruit to ESPN. I kind of feel it was disrespectful to just put me in that situation after just meeting a coach. It was just crazy that you'd make a player sign a contract in front of a coach, and you haven't even talked about numbers yet or anything about what I would get at that school. So is that like when Melvin Ingram was signed here, and they said, yeah, Melvin, you'll play? Mike Tomlin saying, you'll play a little bit, and then he ultimately wasn't, and then Melvin Ingram forcing his way out, and then Melvin Ingram playing on a playoff team. Or James Harrison basically sleeping in meetings. He went to the Bengals, and remember that time he went to the Patriots, and miscommunication was there. Even the best coaches of all time have their lapses. I think this Bill Belichick season is on its way to 6-6 or 7-5. Maybe 7-5 is optimistic, but their schedule in the ACC is very bad. They play Clemson, that's it. I don't even think they play Miami. Like, North Carolina football should win some games. based on the fact that they play nobodies. Like TCU, they're not even favored against. They should beat Charlotte. They should beat Richmond. They're playing at Charlotte, by the way. UCF, Clemson, they'll probably get absolutely boat raced. They got Cal on the road. Virginia at home's winnable. Syracuse isn't very good. That's a 7:30 game. They should win that. They play Stanford, Wake Forest, Duke.
Murderers Row.
They don't play anybody. They don't play anybody. If you want to get to one of these games, now maybe the secondary market has changed day of, hour of, you barely can because of the Bill Belichick effect. The Bill Belichick effect. I don't think it's going to work in year one. Their quarterback was a backup who, frankly, isn't very good. They didn't recruit that well. They have some four stars they brought in. Where's the big five star? Like, this is going to be Bill Belichick, Sean, winning with less. And in college football, you can get away with that in the NFL. They're all pros. College football, maybe in the ACC you can. I don't think you can. Like, I don't think ultimately Bill Belichick is going to be able to survive and thrive without top-tier talent and top-tier investment from NIL.
The irony is that UNC, while never being a great program in our lifetime necessarily, has produced high-end quarterbacks. That's one thing that they do consistently.
Are we calling Mitch Trubisky high-end?
Listen, he did not pan out in the NFL.
Who else is high-end that works? Well, Drake May.
There you go. And Howell?
Yeah.
I mean, those are three guys that, okay, you could say maybe NFL. Well, I think Drake May is going to be a very good NFL quarterback. But even if he doesn't pan out, the reality is what they do in the NFL is kind of inconsequential in terms of when you're a college football coach. And they were elite prospects and all very highly touted during their time in college. Obviously, yeah. Trubisky was second overall. Drake May was, what, third overall? And then Howell, for a period of time, people thought would be a pretty high pick. He still obviously got drafted and made in the NFL. So they've always had quarterback talent. That's the ironic part is now that seems to be a major missing piece for them when they have the coach who could probably get the most out of those talented guys that were there previously.
Bill Belichick goes from the pros to college. I think there's a possibility, this is like my big hot take, that Nick Saban could become the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Saban and Arch, Saban or Garrett Nussmeier, Saban or Allard, hope it doesn't happen. I could see that happening in Dallas. I could see that happening, maybe not in New Orleans, but if there's another situation where Saban can go pro, finish his career with, look, college football is an every single day type of grind. The NFL is very similar, but you do get some off time. I feel like Saban to the NFL could happen, but Saban leaving Alabama opened the door for Kalen DeBoer to step in. Sean, Kalen DeBoer has coached 14 games at Alabama since leaving Washington. He has lost to four unranked teams. Four, including Florida State. Nick Saban lost to four unranked teams in 230 games at Alabama. This is an absolute tire fire for Alabama. I'm not upset about it at all. They dominated college football for 20 years. This is just your little downturn here, Alabama. You have to live with it. And the other takeaway that I have from Alabama not playing very well, sure, LSU looked good, but there were some other SEC teams that frankly just kind of looked okay. Texas lost. Texas is an exception to this because of how much NIL they bring in. But look at the SEC, man. Like, where's the money for Alabama? Where's the big Ole Miss money? Mississippi State's not bringing in a ton of money. Georgia brings in a ton, and they have a legacy program. But look at Ohio State. Just flip it around. They're number one again. All this money that they have. Michigan gives Bryce Underwood, what, $12 million. Miami is back. How many times have we been saying, are the Hurricanes back? It looks like they're back now. Arizona State can compete. That has one of the highest enrollments, I think the highest enrollment of any university in the country. They're top 15 in the country. What I'm getting at here is the SEC has lost a step a little bit. The SEC is not going to be its dominant self. The Big Ten has won the last two national championships. I have Penn State winning this year's national championship.
Not only have they won the last two, but the SEC has not appeared in the championship in either of those two. If you remember 2 years ago, Michigan beat Washington, which now is in the Big Ten, was not at the time. And then Notre Dame, the independent, was the runner-up a year ago. So two straight years that the Big Ten won And neither time the SEC had a representative even make it.
Yeah, and Ohio State beat up on Texas. Penn State had a chance to make it an all Big Ten national championship. So the Big Ten right now, they are the premier conference. And I think that's why the SEC is doing what it's doing with its schedule, making you schedule nine conference opponents like the Big Ten to catch up, making you schedule another quality non-conference opponent so that when, at the end of the day, when it all comes down to it, it's the SEC that gets those high-ranking spots once again in the college football playoff. You can get automatic bids from, you know, winning your conference, whatever. But it's not those top four seeds anymore. And I think that's something that the SEC ultimately looked at and probably liked significantly with this model.
There's still a lot of reputation that counts when the sport is subjectively ranking.
Yeah.
And so the SEC is still going to always be very well represented in the top 25 and in the playoffs. But I sort of agree that maybe the upper echelon of the SEC that was so dominant for such a long time has fallen behind the upper echelon of the Big Ten.
It's not the same.
Top to bottom, I would argue that the SEC is probably better, you know, from, let's say, teams 8 to the bottom.
Yeah, I'd say
SEC is better than the Big Ten.
Yeah, the Missouris of the world are better than Minnesota, and you know, Florida maybe is right on the outskirts of that range. They're better than Iowa. You know, stuff like that. Like the SEC is deeper. The Big Ten is more top heavy.
Yeah, you got Maryland, which struggles often. Rutgers. Purdue was legitimately one of the worst power conference teams last year. So I think
they're bad. They're
top to bottom, you'd still say SEC, but top to bottom doesn't hold as much weight as teams that are making, you know, top 10 and postseason runs.
Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. Well, they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll hear from Jeff Hathorn. He's at PPG Paints Arena right now as Penn State volleyball just wrapped up against TCU. What a great thing I didn't go to these matches, Sean, as Penn State lost both matches. The defending champs lose both. So I think a good thing ultimately that I did not end up buying tickets and going, but you can go and support Pitt. They're about to play in probably about half an hour now as they will take the court against Arizona State. An Arizona State team that we just talked about for football. That is a real chance of being able to make a run and get into the college football playoff. Once again, Jeff Hathorn will join us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. But first, Sean Myers at the headline, Austin Bechtold with you, the Fan Evening Show. Happy Labor Day to you on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, DSW. birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Big game for North Carolina tonight, Sean. It's the debut for Bill Belichick. North Carolina has announced its depth chart that was presented to the media before the game.
Yes.
It was blank. It was blank.
Now, college, we know Penn State doesn't do depth charts.
No, Pitt does, and I really like that Pitt does that. They do it too deep.
You would think, I mean, for there's a lot of gambling. Lot of gambling. You would think that that should be required.
Well, so they're now requiring like injuries to be somewhat more designated for players, like ahead of games. Like you can't just say, Drew Aller might play. Mm. We don't know. And then everybody puts a lot of money on the opposing team. And then, Drew's playing.
I can speak from personal experience covering college football, even covering high school football. Coaches, when they provide depth charts, especially if it's a first game of the season, they will intentionally put stuff that is in no way reflective of what the team's going to do once the game starts.
Jeff Athorn joined us now from PPG Paints Arena. Jeff, our guy Gino DeMarco did this on the 2 deep last year for the first game I did. It was a Geneva football game. And the quarterback that they had, number one on the 2 deep, who he told me was going to play, that I made sure to ask him again, is he the starter? Ultimately, was not the guy on the opening drive. And it took me like 2 plays to realize it. And then I swore, not on air, but off air, it was very upset. And I went, Gino, what are we doing here? Come on. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
Maybe by the same person you're describing.
Yeah. I thought Gino and I were friends. And then that happened.
You know, he's a very honest man, except when it comes to depth charts or injuries.
Yeah.
And here's the thing for me. Like, what's going to happen when one of these coaches lie for the first time? Are they actually going to come down on them? Like, if Belichick lies about a guy's injury or somebody who really had missed practice all week and he says that they're active and ready to go, like, what's the recourse going to be? That's why I don't think much about this, because you think they're going to come down on schools for screwing that up? No, it's not going to be until Sean's point that someone wins really big because they knew about an injury. That's when it's going to change. And that hasn't happened. Well, I'm sure it has happened, but it hasn't happened to that type of extent yet.
The depth chart is just hilarious to me, Jeff. It says offense, quarterback, blank space, running back, blank space, 3 wide receivers, blank space, and nothing there. They have pronunciations for players.
Maybe they're not showing up.
No actual players that is out there that is going to be in front of like 60,000 or so. Well, Jeff, before we get into some Steelers, and I want to bounce around some Pitt and Pirate stuff off you as well, what happened to my Nittany Lions, the volleyball team, defending champs?
Yeah.
They lost again. I guess it's a good thing that ultimately I did not go tonight, because if I was not hosting, I would have been there.
Yeah, TCU jumped out to a 2-0 lead. Penn State fought back, got it to a 5th set, and then TCU, even without one of its better players, was able to get it done. Listen, it's hard to repeat in any sport.
Yeah.
And there are a number. I mean, it used to be in certain sports, you only had a couple of teams that you could really count on. While Pitt's been to the Final Four the last 4 years, the programs have grown. The conferences have expanded as far as teams that are competitive. And now with NIL money thrown into it, sure, the rich are going to get richer, but other teams are going to be able to see a little resurgence because, well, maybe they've got a certain alum who really likes volleyball.
Yeah, and I mean, we saw that with, you know, the Panthers bring back Olivia Babcock. They bring in a really good libero to the team as well. Like, Pitt is reloaded under Dan Fisher, despite not having Torrey Stafford. Like, there's a golden opportunity that we might get what everybody wants, a Pitt-Penn State national championship like we almost had last year.
Oh, so close.
So close.
So
Final
close.
Final four.
And, you know, Pitt's been really good. Listen, they started out at number one Nebraska and then lost to Florida in 5 sets, where they had the lead in 2 sets. I think they're up they got to 23 first in both those sets they lost. So it's about finishing for them. And if they can finish tonight, then all of a sudden they're 2-2 and they're feeling pretty good about getting two ranked wins.
Is their roster as good as last year? Like, how does it compare? I don't think it is. I don't think it is, Jeff.
I don't think it is either. I don't think it is either. But that doesn't mean things can't work their way. They have Olivia Babcock, best player in the country. Who they're really missing early is Rachel Fairbanks.
Yeah, et cetera.
Because she was the quarterback of the team. She made everything run. And you can notice her not being out there just from a communications comfort. Like, she would do everything the team needed, not just anything, everything. And she has graduated and moved on. And now they've got to replace. I think they have 8 new players, which is the most they've had in a few years.
All right, Jeff. Jeff Athorn joining us, our sports director here at 93.7 The Fan. We've talked a lot of college football. But before we get into that, I want to get your thoughts on this Jaylen Warren deal. Now, I know you were on a little bit earlier with Jack, but, you know, other things have transpired. Warren has talked in the locker room. We now know some of the terms of the deal. Your initial thoughts on it, and then I have a take on what it could mean for a different player.
I'm surprised, not shocked. I'm surprised because I thought they would want him to go through a season. But what they've done is locked him up at a pretty affordable price. But then again, for Jaylen Warren, who dealt with injuries last year, and running backs' careers, we all know, are short. He gets $12 million guaranteed. So I do think it's a win-win. I don't think it prohibits them. They've got a rookie on a 4-year deal at a very controllable cost. And even if Caleb Johnson turns out to be a superstar, you're not spending a ton of money on a guy that could be a backup. And if Jaylen Warren works out to be a legit number one back in the league, you're getting him pretty cheap. So either way, I think it's a good deal. I think Warren took a second to kind of think about the fact that a few years ago he was playing football at Snow College.
Does it snow there often, Jeff?
It's in Utah, so probably.
Yeah, that fits the
bill. And then went to Utah State for a year, then to Oklahoma State for a year, and as we all know, went undrafted and, you know, went into that first backs-on-backers at training camp, and I think everybody thought, okay, we got somebody here. And while he has battled through some things, fumbling being one of them, I think he's shown that he at least has earned some type of opportunity to be the number one back.
So I've always been a Jaylen Warren fan. I've also been a Najee guy that really slipped last year and the less effective that Najee became. I wonder what this means, though, for Caleb Johnson. Do you glean anything from that? Because when I see this, and look, the Steelers had not given out an extension to a running back since Willie Parker in 06.
Right.
To me, that means two things. They really like Jaylen Warren, but they also have not seen enough from Caleb Johnson where if they wanted to move on from Warren in the offseason, they were comfortable enough with Johnson. And first impressions can be lasting ones, at least for a year, at least for a couple of months.
So I agree with what you're saying, but take into account the terms of this contract. $12 million guaranteed, again, is not a bank
not
breaker. So they buy themselves a little security, but they don't kill themselves if it doesn't work. Listen, by the end of the year, Caleb Johnson could be the lead back. I mean, that's going to be determined on the field. How does Jaylen play? How does he hold on to the football? How healthy does he stay over the span of a year where he's going to get more carries than he's ever had in his life? That all is going to be a determining factor in what happens, along with the fact of what's Caleb going to do. We've seen him be most effective in the second half of preseason games where probably a lot of those guys have moved on with their life's work.
Right.
So what can we really take from that? We really won't know. I will say this. I know everybody's looking past Gainwell, and I'm not saying Gainwell is going to be a major contributor in the run game.
I like him on third down, Jeff. I really do.
I do. I do. And I know Warren is a good pass protector, but so is Gainwell. And Gainwell, you just lose him coming out of the backfield. We saw it firsthand with the Steelers and Eagles last year. And I think he is also on a 1-year deal like Jaylen was, where he's trying to show, like, hey, I was the guy behind Saquon Barkley, but I'm a guy you can count on. So I love guys on prove it years. Maybe Jaylen doesn't have it, but I don't think the chip ever leaves his shoulder, as he told us. Gainwell's plan for his future, and for Caleb Johnson, I mean, he's trying to figure out the NFL game, and it might take a little longer than people want. So, and they don't need to rush Caleb Johnson and put him in there when he's not ready to pass protect, maybe not ready for the NFL games when you have Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback.
Out of the three running backs, what percentage of the snaps do you think that Warren, Gainwell, and Johnson will play?
I would say 60, 30, and 10.
So Johnson only 10.
Yeah. If he gets more than 10 carries in the opener, it's because of something somebody else did.
Yeah, or an injury.
So I think he has a future? Yes. Did what he did at Iowa impress me, given that they really have no other offensive weapons? Absolutely. But this is another step, and I think it's going to take him a little time.
So Aaron Rodgers goes back to New York. He's obviously downplaying it, not that big of a deal, whatever. We know that this means something to Aaron. He might not want to put it out there into the ether, but I'm sure in his very small inner circle that did not want to leak anything before he ultimately signed with the Steelers, he looked at this a little bit of as a revenge game, if you will. How do you think that he will ultimately play? Will he outplay Justin Fields on Sunday?
Boy, I hope so.
Yeah.
And I don't dislike Justin Fields, but man, he better outplay Justin Fields in that first game. We all really don't know. I mean, I can tell you what we see in practice is it is so much better than it was at the beginning of camp. But how is that going to translate? I mean, how are the tackles going to play? I thought they played well against Jacksonville. So how are they going to do against a pretty good Jets front with a pretty decent defense? And the biggest thing to me, we've talked about the running backs, and I think deservedly so, because that's my number one concern right now is that running game.
I agree.
They have to be able to get the running game going, because if play action is not a threat, it's going to be an issue for any offense, let alone one with Aaron, who really thrives on play action and getting rid of the ball quickly and having that advantage where he can outthink a defense. You take the run game away, then you give the advantage to the defense.
Especially in conjunction with that offensive line. That might be a Malzi phrase there, but ultimately, if the offensive line does not block for these guys and does not give Aaron Rodgers time, I still think that they're the key. Like Broderick Jones, I tempered my expectations a little bit. Like I said, he was the most important player on the team going into this year. It's still Aaron Rodgers, but I do think that 1B is Broderick for all of those reasons. Would you agree?
I think Broderick is a very important player. I mean, Faltano is on the other side as well. I think we all have, even though he's only played a couple of snaps in the league, more confidence in Faltano than we do in Broderick Jones, who started for a couple of years. Just because of, you know, what we saw on the right side from Broderick last year and what we saw on college tape from Faltano. Listen, I think Broderick's gotten better. I don't think that's just a talk of a camp. We've saw it on tape, albeit I think against Jacksonville was legit starters, but beyond that, okay, maybe not as much, but it seems like it's trending in the right direction. And I've seen them pass block pretty well. It's just, are they going to be able to open up those holes? And then is Jaylen Warren, who we've barely seen in the preseason, going to be able to take advantage of when those opportunities are there to make defenses pay?
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We're joined by our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, in a few more minutes. Jeff, do you think this Cam Hayward thing has figured itself out? Like TJ Watt saying, yeah, he better get paid. Like, is Cam, who did practice today, was it in full? Like, is he going to actually threaten to sit out this game and potentially go through with it?
So I think we've seen enough from Cam. And as you know, Tomlin told us last week, he was back to a full practice. So I am going to continue to believe until I'm proven otherwise that this is kind of a face-saving thing for the franchise, where they are, let's take this down to the wire, show that we're not doing this for anybody, that even with our 11-time captain, we waited until the last second to give him a little money ahead of what he was going to make anyways. And then maybe Thursday or Friday, we find out that this deal is done. I just don't see as much as he wants to take a hard line. I mean, Cam has been around these guys all the time. I just don't see him when the season, when the curtain lifts on the season, that he's not on that field, even if a new contract doesn't get done.
Yeah, I can't see it happening. It'll end up being the sweetener that everybody discusses, everybody talks about, and ultimately might end up transpiring. But, Jeff, I know we'll talk to you on Pop and Jill later in the week, but your prediction on the season, we're going to do predictions a little bit later on in the show, but I'll give my record the glorious 10-7. They are a better 10-7 team than they were last year. Does that ultimately win? They mean they win a playoff game? If they play Houston, I think so. If they play Baltimore, no. Where do you come down on the overall expectations?
Well, I'll go 12-7, which means 11-6, and a playoff win and a playoff loss.
Ooh, there we go.
So I do like this team. I don't think their schedule is a killer. I think their biggest problem is not that they're not good. It's that they're in an era right now where there are four Hall of Fame quarterbacks in the AFC and trying to work their way through that. And all of those teams have their issues. Cincinnati having the most out of any of those teams.
Yeah.
I think that's what the Steelers are running into more than anything. It's just, they haven't had someone at that position that could be a difference maker. Maybe I'm hoping to believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to be the difference maker, but I like everything I've seen to this point, and maybe since the end of Ben, this will be the best quarterback option that they have. They do have a legit number one receiver, which is something they haven't had much since AB left. So they have two tight ends that can catch the football. Defensively, they've got probably the best secondary they've had since a Super Bowl year overall. I mean, I'm not saying anyone's better than Troy, but if you take that whole secondary and think about some of the secondaries they put out there in the last 15 years, this has the potential to be better than any of them as a whole.
When I watch Dez Reed turning over to Pitt, I think of a guy that is going to be an All-American, is electric, is so explosive, is a guy that could potentially go in the first round. Is it a very hot take to suggest that Dez Reed could legitimately win the Heisman this year, Jeff?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Man, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, because there's so many quarterbacks.
There are. I mean, and we saw quarterbacks struggle and maybe take a step back. Man, I mean, he would have to do some of the things we saw him do over the span of a season, and not just against Duquesne, not just against, what was it, Kent State to open the season last year.
He'd have to be better than Genty, probably.
He would, and I think he would have to be far and above the better player. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not going to win a tiebreaker. Like, he's going to have to just put up crazy numbers to get in that conversation. I'm not ready to put him in there yet. Listen, I shouldn't put anything by the guy. I mean, all he's done is just surprise everybody with what he's been able to do at this level. So I would hope that's the case. It's such a tough hill to climb. And when you're not on any of those watch lists, as stupid as this might be, if you're not on one of those, it is hard, at least the first half of the season, to really show what you can do and make an impact.
What do you think is the potential for Pitt this year? I have them 7-5. I actually have them 8-4. I could see them having a surprise game against Miami at the end of the year. They've done it before. They did it in Kenny Pickett's first year when he had that, you know, brief debut, and he ultimately upset Miami. I think that Narduzzi is going to pull off one stunner, but the rest of the season is, once again, wishy-washy, wanting to have more. I just ultimately think that they are a program, maybe not on the rise, but just kind of set in neutral that maybe can win one additional game.
Yeah, I think they can be a 9-win team. I look at their schedule, and I think they're in a group. There's a group of teams in the ACC that are all very similar. Georgia Tech, Louisville, NC State, North Carolina. They don't play Carolina. Those type of teams where they could win or lose to any of those teams. Now, Notre Dame at home is going to be very tough. Miami is going to be very tough. So I'll even concede those two games. But the rest of them, I don't know that there's one where I say, I don't think they get a chance to win. So with that defense, if they can make a couple of plays and Eli can stay healthy and just make this offense a threat, get that run game going, get the ball to Des Reed, have some receivers make some plays on the outside. You know, we talked on Pomp and Joe last week about Blue Hicks. It was against Duquesne, but Blue Hicks showed up. Can he continue to do that as the competition gets tougher? Because of the defense, I'm going to believe in them right now and say 9 wins.
He appeared absolutely out of the blue, like Julian Sain in a way. He liked that one horse. Julian Sain kind of did for Ohio State. Before I let you go, Jeff, so your Buckeyes beat Texas. That's a big win. They'll be number one in the country. My Nittany Lions played against Nevada. Other than waiting 50 minutes to get into the stadium because it was so backed up, it was a good game. It was a fun day. Are you surprised that Ohio State pulled it off the way that they did? Are you surprised by how bad Arch Manning looked? Has your opinion changed on Penn State being better than Ohio State?
No, I do think Penn State's better than Ohio State. I think Ohio State had a long time to prepare for Texas. They had a hungry defensive coordinator in Matt Patricia who is trying to kind of reinvent himself at a different level right now. And they have Caleb Downs, who I think is the best defensive player in the country. I mean, when you watch that game, they played nearly flawlessly. Yeah. They didn't miss tackles. They didn't allow big plays. They kept Arch Manning guessing or kept him in the pocket, with the exception, I think, of one run where he got a first down, like a 14-yard run. Other than that, they didn't allow him to do much. So Ohio State's a good team, but Penn State, I think, is elite. Mainly because they have a quarterback that's a potential first rounder that's been through everything. There is nothing you can throw at him that he hasn't seen or experienced. And because of that, I do like Penn State.
Thank you, Jeff. We'll talk soon. Enjoy volleyball.
Thanks, Lemitz. We'll talk to you.
That's Jeff Hathorn, our sports director here at 93.7 The Fan. Fan weather Brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High got up to 77 today in Pittsburgh, currently 70 degrees. There's actually wind gusts up to 10 miles an hour, and it's going to get down to 58 overnight tomorrow, 77 degrees.
Who's your 77?
And cloudy skies. Broderick Jones.
How about Paul Coffey?
Yeah. That was the second one that came to mind. Sometimes when, you know, there's an active player, it comes to mind over like an all-time great. Like, is Paul Coffey an all-time great? Maybe not. Very good player. Very great player. What am I saying?
Coffey is an all-time great.
Yeah,
but
I think you're probably right.
In Pittsburgh, he didn't have a long... I mean, he's more so thought of being with other teams, Edmonton.
Very successful in Pittsburgh.
Yes. I mean, legitimately, maybe the most offensively gifted defenseman outside of Bobby Orr in NHL history.
Up next, are the Steelers the biggest story in the NFL outside of Dallas, who their main goal is to be the story in the NFL? What we make of it, and what are realistic expectations for the Steelers and the Jets? 412-928-9370, also taking your thoughts here on the Fan Evening Show. Austin Bechtold guiding the ship on the Fan. I feel like the Steelers are always a hot commodity. Big brand, legacy brand, relevant for 50 years. Like, when you think of football, when you think of pro football, you think of four or five teams. You think of Dallas, America's team, yeah, because the Steelers denied it. They're Pittsburgh's team, by the way. The Steelers, you think of Green Bay. I think you think of San Francisco. Sean,
I do.
Well, you do. It's a San Francisco fan.
Chicago Bears.
I don't really think of the Bears as much, just because they've been irrelevant since their last Super Bowl appearance.
They've not been good for the better part of 30-some years now.
Yeah, they other than 85 and, like, what Super Bowl was that? The Devin Hester took the kickoff back. Was that the...
I don't know. I just found out today that this is Super Bowl 60 coming up.
It is Super Bowl 60. Can you believe that? Super Bowl 43 is now 17 Super Bowls ago.
I remember... What's the first Super Bowl you remember?
43.
Okay.
Yeah, 43. Then again, I'm 24. My dad was at 43, and there's a lot of great moments because of that. I remember calling my dad when he was like, I don't know if he was back at his hotel or walking out of the stadium, but just to talk about the Super Bowl, which was awesome, and he was there, and I got to watch it at my family's house, and I got to stay up late as a, what was that, 09? I would have been 7 years old, about to turn 8. One of my first great football memories.
Good thing you don't remember Super Bowl 30, tell you that much.
No.
That was not fun.
And Neil O'Donnell throwing the ball away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.